Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from 1 Timothy, the second chapter. First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people, for kings and all who are in high positions, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life, godly and dignified in every way. This is good, and it is pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all, which is the testimony given at the proper time. For this I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I'm telling the truth, I am not lying. A teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. There is one God, and there is one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. This is the testimony given at the proper time. But times have changed. What was once perhaps proper, can it be any longer? The testimony of Jesus Christ, mediator, paying a ransom by means of capital punishment in the first century? It may not seem proper to those who are in the 21st. Nothing matters if it's not proper to this moment and this context, some would say. Once it may have seemed that the testimony was worth hearing, worth singing about, worth building great and beautiful achievements of engineering and sound with which to acclaim it. But now, the world is a plane ride away. It's even right there in our pocket and in our fingertips. We can see how differently people live and how differently people believe. So surely there cannot be one God, and definitely there cannot be one mediator between him and all people. But truthfully, that recognition about the scale and the diversity of the world, it is nothing new or particular to our time. Saint Paul in the first century lived at the crossroads of history. A citizen of Rome, and yet he was still writing in Greek. A preacher and an apostle to the Gentiles, which means heathen of all sorts, pagans, worshiper of idols, even an apostle to Scythians and barbarians, though he himself was a Jew. So he was not being naive or insular when he asserted that there is one God and there is one mediator by whom a person could know God. He was telling the truth and was not lying. What makes our preaching proper is not the times that it meets. Times and the people who live in them, which demand that the message needs to conform to my own context. Scratch me according to the way my ears itch. No, rather, it is the Lord's desire. It is his action and his word in Christ Jesus which truly matter. He has put forward a testimony by giving Jesus Christ to mediate. He did put him forward at a particular time. It's true, not our time. But that is because the Lord is not so particular as most people have imagined God whenever they've taken the time to imagine him. God is not particular to me, to my people, not under compulsion to contextualize himself to this or to that people in particular and serve their interests or whims. because he is not the creation of men's hands or minds. He is not an idol. He does not belong to us, nor therefore is he quite as insecure as we are, ready to pander and ready to peddle ourselves without end. No, God is true, and God is free in his timing. He has done whatsoever pleases him without concern that some might even call what he has done foolish. He humbled himself to death, even the infamous death of the cross. God put forth his Son as a ransom, as a substitute, as an atoning sacrifice. And Christ, gladly and united with his Father's will, laid down his life of his own accord and shed his blood in order to make peace for creatures who had despised their Creator, for those who fancy themselves wise or perhaps high and mighty like some kings. But here in today's scripture, we have one of the clearest statements of this testimony, and we have a clear statement about the scope of this ransom. Christ Jesus is the ransom for all, St. Paul writes, and he desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So yes, surely it was the proper time when God gave to his world his testimony, his statement, when he said something, in fact, to each and every one of you here. And he did it while you were still weak. At the right time, that's when Christ died for all of the ungodly in this world. I mean, who would die for someone else? Maybe for a good person, somebody would dare to die. But God has shown his love for you in this, that while you were still sinners, Christ died for you. He is the Savior of all people, even of those who might consider him judgmental or foolish or quaint. He is the Savior of oppressors and of murderers in high positions, like Emperor Nero, like some of our modern-day rulers too, but also like the Apostle Paul who wrote today's epistle, one who had formerly persecuted Christ's church himself. Jesus Christ is the only ransom to deal with the selfish, particular, sinful human heart which would warp everything to my own imagination, as if all of time really should revolve around me. Thanks be to God, it does not. In fact, all of time hinges on the man who from his cross said, "Father, forgive them," who, coming out of his tomb 3 days later, into locked doors among his disciples, announced peace to the very men who had betrayed him and left him for dead. He is the mediator who has secured forgiveness of your sins and your errors and your faults. He is the divine mediator who has reconciled the world to himself, not counting your trespasses against you. And that is why his church prays in his name, and why in that name we have something to thank God for, and yes, something to sing about. Christ Jesus grants sinners access to God. And he has said so plainly and sincerely that he wants not only some or certain, but he desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of this truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.